to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, streaming worldwide at myjoyonline.com, X Spaces, YouTube. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via partner stations, including Radio Max in Takrade, ATL FM in Cape Coast, Volta Premier Hall, Radio Justice Tamale, Jakpa FM Bupe, KTU Radio Koforidia, Sky in Sunyani, Dreams FM Bolgatanga, and Radio Max Takrade. Coming up this afternoon, high expectations ahead of the 2026 media budget review in 24 hours as experts call for clear plans on spending and how government intends to sustain Ghana's economy beyond the 17th IMF program.
How we are going to sustain the limited gains that we have made under the IMF supported program and what measures government will put in place, maybe perhaps beyond the policy coordination instruments.
We have details plus take you to the Central Business District here in Accra and Kumasi for your expectations ahead of tomorrow.
Things been a bit, you know, affordable for us. Still are seeing an increase.
Oh, I want the government to do better on our finances.
Well, we'll also head to court where convicted Ashanti Regional Chairman of the NPP, Chairman Wuntumi, makes first court appearance from prison custody to open his defence in a separate illegal mining case involving alleged activities in the Tananimre Forest. We're live in the court and in education. Ghana's basic school curriculum set for a major overhaul, with computing, coding and ethics becoming core subjects under sweeping education reforms. Also, the revised curriculum also restores Ghanaian languages as the main medium of instruction from kindergarten through the basic level. We have details coming up. And this afternoon as well, concerned National Service resolute on getting back their monies deducted from the allowances despite a halt by the service after a backlash.
We do not agree to the fact that those of us whose allowance have been affected will not receive a refund.
More as the National Service Authority sets up a committee to investigate the issue, indicating a recommendation will decide the next line of action.
The issue here is on those who participated in the capacity building exercise. Some administrative costs might have gone in there. However, the authority will take a decision when the issue is finally done.
And something to be excited about. Plans for Ghana's new city gathers pace as President Mahama receives procurement report for consultancy services and feasibility studies, revealing that some government ministries, departments and agencies will be moved from Accra to the new city.
Government is advancing the design and feasibility study for establishment of a new city.
And sometimes getting caught brings out the unexpected. For one suspected thief, it brought out an American accent.
Please stop beating me. I'm not a bad person, yo. I help people. I gave away my shoes to homeless.
And that's in our live story this afternoon. Stay for details. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Let's get into the details now. The high expectations from Ghanaians ahead of the finance minister's 2026 media budget review in less than 24 hours. The policy document is expected to outline the current health of Ghana's economy and what to expect in the second half of 2026. We'll go to the markets for the expectations of some traders shortly. First, Joy News Research has been digging around the figures on how the major economic indicators are performing, and my colleague from the Joy News Desk joins me in studio with more on this. How are we doing in terms of the economic outlook, Maxwell?
Yeah, so, Mami, the economy has, on the whole, outperformed the cautious growth and fiscal targets set for the year in November by the finance minister. Growth in quarter 1, 2026, came at 6.4% against a full year target of 4.8%, and the fiscal position has also been in surplus rather than the planned deficit through quarter one. But official Bank of Ghana data released showed two things that the budget did not anticipate. Public debt to GDP has climbed every month since January 2026. It climbed from 41.5% through to 45.1% by May 2026. And currently, our public debt stands at 720 billion Ghana cedis, Mamesi, and gross international reserves also fell in quarter two from 14.16 billion US dollars to 12.94 billion US dollars, even though we are still on target as projected by the finance minister, because according to him in November, he stated that we will be ending the year with at least 3 months of import cover, and currently we are doing 5 months of import cover.
Right.
On exchange rate, the cedi has depreciated by 9.5% this year as compared to an appreciation of 40+% last year. Inflation in the early months of this year was declining, but we saw it pick up in March, and currently we are doing 5.3% as of last month. Finally, on the IMF program, Ghana has exited the extended credit facility and is transitioning to a new policy coordination instrument. We are expecting the finance ministry to actually provide more details on that during the budget review tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much, Maxwell Klawatu. He's with our research desk. Now, let's get an understanding of what's happening in the market. And Michelle Latte joins me in studio right from the Central Business District. Michelle, what have the traders been telling you?
So the views have been quite mixed. Some say that they are already beginning to feel the impact of the improving economy and they want more reforms to sustain the gains. Others say that they are yet to see the real change in their daily lives. Some are calling for a clear breakdown of the economic terms and the budget figures so they can better understand.
Yeah,
you can
right.
Listen to them.
Economy ni de enya kura enya maye kura 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 o she dwa kura market ni kura ma nti ye sro mo se o ma bibia amra fom ye di nyamidi so o mo ni budget ni ye pa na bibia nya kama na bibia na boko na dollar so mla fom.
In say no near were expectations for Ochina budgets na e be reading. Right. So this particular trader here says that she's hoping that the prices of goods in the market will reduce as the budget is being read tomorrow.
Things been a bit, you know, affordable for us. Still are seen on increase. Some people, you know, opted to increase things on their own. So if the government, you know, can do the best as they can to make sure it has been a bit reduction in the market, you know, will be okay for us.
Oh, I want the government to do better on our finances, because I want, like, if I come to market with 1,000 Ghana, I want to be able to get a lot of things that I needed. Right now, these things I'm carrying right now, all these things cost almost 1,000 too, but look at the things.
Well, let's cross over now to Kumasi and speak to my colleague Emmanuel Bright Kweku. He's also been engaging some people in the Garden City. Bright, what have they been telling you?
All right, so Mamiesi, currently I'm at the Swam Industrial Enclave, popularly known as Swam Magazine. And in fact, the traders or artisans here have been raising concerns over the cedi appreciation or the cedi's depreciation against the dollar. They say that even though that the government touts it as it's being appreciated, they do not see it reflecting in their businesses. They also raise concerns about the utility costs and doing the cost of doing business here in the country. They've also raised concerns about the proliferation of these foreigners, and they want the government to, in terms of the GIPC Act, do something about this situation to ensure that they do businesses freely and do not have to always fight with the other counterparts from the other nationals. And so this has been their concern, that the cost of doing business in the next half of the year, they expect that things will be better, Amisi.
Therefore, you'll be an idea this year. They say, I did a boat 12 for a book of Wally, I'm a transabato. A year, Omon Beto Spato, Omon Beto Wally, a day, Sagadibia Comunubia, Lucreni, also the Abanamo movie, Omunaco Yano Refie, et one more search around Yami, I don't know where about that now. One year no may ye, never 30 years, we own Zampa, yes, Sabano, and no my day, and no my idea, my.
Yet away, Omon Kosham Rano at Parliament. But I'm not going to be affiliated to any party. See, I saw Musa say, not parliamentarians, not from more Esami. Almost so much Amra. Namra, Musa, Musa, Mahamu, and say any of them, no Musa, Mahamu, and Kaomu.
Aware that some residents in Kumasi expressing their views ahead of the media budget review. They want some positive outlook from the budget. Now, let's do more on this and hear from both economic and political actors, starting with Professor Godfred Bokbing, an economist and lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, who says the media budget must outline clear plans on how government intends to sustain the economy.
More importantly is how we are going to sustain the limited gains that we have made under the IMF supported program and what measures government will put in place, maybe perhaps beyond the policy coordination instruments. Of course, to date, we are actually going to know the number of policy reforms that are in the PCI, and therefore we are unable to make impactful assessment of what that would mean for us going forward.
Also, Deputy Director of Operations at the Presidency, Mustafa Ogbande, says the review must focus more on government expenditure plans.
It's a hardline approach. It's a very uncomfortable one. Bills are not being paid. Contractors, most of them, are not getting their money. They are, you know, what they call front-loading of expenditure and all sort of things. This is done so that you and I will not feel the impact of the mismanagement. You should expect a real briefing of the state of economy, because President Mahama's government is not a hype government. It's not a government that will come and give you information that doesn't reflect the reality. The reality is that things are hard, things are tough. We find ourselves in difficult times.
Meanwhile, Deputy Ranking Member on the Finance Committee in Parliament, Dr. Stephen Omo, says his side in Parliament will do everything to keep government in check.
What this government has done that we need to also appreciate is that they've been able to kind of maintain the restoration that we had gotten after we went into crisis. What we have gotten on the stabilized government, because it has not yet reflected in terms of tangibility or tangible. I mean, you look at even in the area of infrastructure, the 24-hour economy still remains an embryonic stage policy. You talk about big schools, yes, and I'm not blaming the government because they are all at the embryonic stage. So we are yet to see. And another thing is, stabilization doesn't mean resilience. So we need to be also very sure what the budget review is bringing up for us to be very sure of resilience. You know, one of our core functions, scrutinize government policy, ensure that we put government on course to conform to the PFM Act, and then also make sure that our operational rules and then our fiscal anchors when it comes to debt sustainability anchors and then our hidden targets in these areas, our primary balance target, and then our debt sustainability targets and other things are conformed. So Finance Committee, we're going to be very, very, very resolute. We're going to make sure that we become watchdogs and make sure that the government does the right thing.
Dr. Stephen Amwa is Deputy Ranking on the Finance Committee in Parliament. Let's go on Zoom and speak to spokesperson for the Rice Producers and Processors Association of Ghana, Dr. Charles Nyaba, for more on industry reaction. Dr. Nyaba, so your members are some of the most affected in terms of food glut situation. What do you expect to hear from the Finance Minister tomorrow?
Thank you so much. Farmers act as producers and at the same time consumers. So if you want to look at the angle of consumers' part, we can say we have also benefited from the economic gains. But in terms of speaking as a producer, I think we are the worst hit in terms of these economic changes that we are experiencing. If you go to all the farming communities from the south to the north, as we speak now, last year, maize and rice, farmers are still holding on. They couldn't sell. Yet, they have to go into produce for the new year. If you look at the inputs that they need to produce, to use to produce, like fertilizers, mechanization services, agrochemicals, labor, everything is on the higher side.
All right. So what then are the solutions you're expecting the finance minister to give tomorrow?
Yeah, so we're looking at a situation where the finance minister will create an opportunity for farmers to be able to market whatever they've produced. You know, there was an announcement of a government allocating 200 million Ghana cedis for purchase of rice and maize. Even though some purchases are being done, some contractors are being done, they're being engaged to buy these commodities from the farmer, but it's highly insignificant. What they are buying is less than 1% of what the farmers have produced. And because there's influx of competitive commodities like the rice, and they made from an unapproved route, those people have flooded our market. And if attention is not taken, the gains that we've made, majority of farmers, if they don't produce this year, next year, we may see food inflation going up. Because the reduction in inflation that we are seeing is led by food price inflation. And farmers are those who are taking who are actually suffering from those gains.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Charles Nyaba there. He's spokesperson for the Rice Producers and Processors Association of Ghana. Now, under heavy police escort or prison escort, jailed NPP Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Entribo Esiako, also known as Chairman Wuntumi, made his first appearance in court from custody, arriving at the Accra High Court in a prison bus after spending two nights behind bars. He's currently serving a 20-year sentence in the Samraboi illegal mining case and is in court today to open his defense in a separate illegal mining case, this time in the Tananarive Forest. Let's go live to the Accra High Court and speak to our legal affairs correspondent, Fatal Bayaga. Fatal, what was Chairman Wuntumi's demeanor like when he made appearance in court?
Mami, Chairman Wuntumi appeared grim, grumbling, and some. In fact, for the first time, Chairman Wuntumi was very calm and quiet. In fact, he did not have the opportunity to sit on his pad, trademark, clock it before he goes into the courtroom. So Wuntumi was basically calm and cold. He, you know, listened to that short proceedings in specialized court one. Mami.
How did the process go though?
Basically, today was for the continuation of the cross-examination of third prosecution witness and the last prosecution witness as far as this particular case was concerned. But what we figured out from the courtroom is that Andy Apiakudu, who is the lead counsel for Chairman Wuntumi, wrote a letter to the court that he wouldn't be available for the proceedings today. And based on that, the trial judge, Ruby Aite, then adjourned the proceedings to the 31st of July, where the parties will be back in court again for the cross-examination to continue.
Also, former chief executive officer of the National Buffer Stock Company, Hanan Wahab, was in court seeking to have his charge sheet struck out. Was it successful?
Mami, basically, according to Hanan's lead lawyer, Godfrey Debuadami, this charge sheet is fatally defective. In fact, he says that it's in contravention of his client's right to fair trial, among other things, and he is seeking that this charge sheet be, struck out. The Deputy Attorney General was also in court. He argued that this charge sheet is very clear, you know, it's understandable and all of that, and is asking the court to dismiss the motion. The trial judge, Francis Afanga Chibonga, listened to the arguments to Melbourne.
Thank you very much, Fatal Bayaga. We apologize for that poor quality of sound. Now, the lead counsel for Chairman Wuntumi, Samuel Atacha, says the defense team has identified more than 20 grounds of appeal against his client's conviction, arguing that the trial was marred by fundamental constitutional and illegal errors. On Top Story on Tuesday, Mr. Atacha said one of the key issues the defense will raise in the child judge's decision not to refer constitutional questions to the Supreme Court for interpretation before delivering judgment.
Well, so far we've assembled not less than 20 grounds of appeal. The first one is the constitutional imperative that her ladyship was bound to, make a referral to Supreme Court for the determination of critical issues, in terms of Article 130 and then Article 1911, then Section 14.1, 59, 99.2b, and Section 3 of the Minerals and Mining Act, as amended by Act 9 and 5. Let me make it very clear. Even the very authority that she cited in the judgment is aware rival meanings are placed on the Constitution by the parties. Rival meanings. So we said the manner of the charges and the way it's been couched, sins against Article 1911, and therefore the Supreme Court should interpret it.
While still on Chairman Wuntumi's legal issues, the Deputy Attorney General, Justice Stremsai, has disclosed that the office has rejected a plea bargaining proposal submitted by lawyers representing Mr. Wuntumi in relation to criminal charges on a loan facility he obtained from the Ghana Export-Import Bank. Now, according to Dr. Stremsai, although discussions between the prosecution and the defense has commenced under a plea bargaining process, proposal put forward by Mr. Wuntumi's team failed to meet the expectations of the state. He spoke in an interview with Accra-based TV3.
In our opinion, we've not satisfied us, so we intend to reject it. In fact, we have in our minds rejected, just that we've not had a meeting with them to inform them of our rejection. So it's like any bargaining. You give, you take. So we were supposed to meet yesterday, but of course what happened yesterday couldn't allow the meeting. And we are still trying to get that meeting done before we go back to court next week.
You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break when we return. Ghana's basic school curriculum set for a major overhaul, with computing, coding and ethics becoming core subjects and the sweeping education reforms. Also, the revised curriculum restores Ghanaian languages as the main medium of instruction from kindergarten through. And now Ghana's basic education curriculum is set for a major overhaul as the ministry unveils reforms aimed at closing learning gaps and equipping learners with skills for the future. The National Council for Curriculum Assessment, NACA, says a review of the current curriculum exposed weaknesses in mathematics, Ghanaian languages and other core subjects. Let's listen to Executive Secretary of NACA, Professor Samuel Ofori-Bekwin.
We did a curriculum mapping to identify what we have to do. So, Honourable Minister, basically four major structural changes have been brought into this review curriculum. One is the consolidation of civic learning competencies. It used to be across many subjects, but we're looking at, because we didn't want to introduce any new subject to overload the students, we're looking at a subject that can hold all these competencies, being the knowledge, the attitudes, the values, and then the skills that learners need to become effective civic participants in the Ghanaian economy.
Let's go on the phone line, speak to my colleague Stephen Mensah, who is live at the Education Ministry. So, Stephen, one of the key changes is the introduction of computing and coding.
Yes, Mami. So the National Council for Curriculum Assessment, NACA, says the decision follows a comprehensive review of the current curriculum, which identified gaps not only in mathematics, but also in the skills learners need for today's digital economy. And the professor and the director general for NACA, Professor Samuel Bekwin, says introducing computing and coding at the basic levels intended to equip pupils with digital literacy, problem solving and critical skills from an early age, ensuring that they are better prepared for the technology-driven economy.
Well, the curriculum also provides an opportunity for interested students to study Chinese as an additional foreign language, and the Confucius Institute expected to pilot the program in 10 schools.
Yes, Mami, under the revised curriculum, students who are interested will be able to apply and study Chinese as an additional foreign language, and this is optional. And the curriculum also makes provision for the teaching and learning of Arabic. And the professor, Samuel Kaba, says this is part of government's effort to making language more inclusive and education more inclusive. We can listen to him.
We're also forward-looking, Honorable, looking into the future. The other day, it came out clearly that now Ghana's major trading partner is China. Many people go to China to do all kinds of trade and all those things. And so we felt that if we are to give opportunity, it's not compulsory, but an option for people who want to learn Chinese, would that be okay? We did that because already the Confucius Center in Cape Coast had taken the lead, had come to us and had collaborated with us to work on some kind of curriculum for the basic school. So we thought that it would be important to bring that on board and also propose it to government as an additional foreign language.
Now, President John Mahama has received the procurement report for the commencement of consultancy services and feasibility studies for the proposed Green Digital City. The ambitious project forms part of government's long-term plan to develop a new city stretching from the Accra Plains into parts of the Volta and Eastern regions to reduce pressure on the capital, Accra. At a meeting with the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs, President Mahama said that once completed, the new city will accommodate some government ministries, departments and agencies. Presidential Affairs correspondent Max Olagbagba reports.
The delegation from the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs was led by its president, King Professor Odaifu Welenchi III. Also present were the Gamanche and other prominent traditional leaders from across the region. Addressing President Mahama, the president of the Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs advocated the extension of a priority quota for qualified indigents and recruitment into state institutions.
While we fully support a merit-based and inclusive employment process, we humbly request that the extension of a modest priority quota for qualified locals through the various state institutions could help address feelings of exclusion within the Greater Accra region. Extending this same principle to all regions could foster greater harmony and reduce potential tensions between indigenous communities and strangers or foreign dwellers.
Responding, President Mahama called on traditional leaders to partner with government in tackling perennial flooding in the Greater Accra region.
I therefore appeal to Nime and Name not to permit or support the allocation of lands in waterways, on wetlands, drainage reserves, buffer zones, or other flood-prone